Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Bill Deagle and John Spring, my co-host here, Monday to Friday. John's always there. We are, if you call the, remember that, like a little bit of humor here. We're kind of the witnesses or the two amigos trying to give you the truth of what's going on. Now, I see a lot of people giving partial truths. Unfortunately, the partner of Alex Jones is going to be going to jail for standing on the steps of the Capitol building today. And I like his presentations. He does a good job. Alex has done a pretty good job lately, but he has large, I would call, holes in his knowledge base. Now, he isn't correctly targeting the fact that Trump is actually still touting the vaccine, so he called it, he was actually being a little humorous today when I watched his video on Sunday about Donald Trump being, you know, what name would you call him, because he's now a hybrid of Trump and Biden, so one of the most popular ones called Bump.
Yeah.
So, because he's actually pushing the vaccines, and which are, you know, and we're going to get into this more in more detail, but basically, you have to understand, if you read Klaus Schwab, his book called The Grand Reset, which his plan was hatched back in the 1970s, it became the basis for the Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 in the 1990s, which agreed on by Joe Biden was a senator, and later on he was vice president with Barack Obama. And that reset is a massive destruction of the American economy and the power of our military force around the world, and the destruction of the idea of personal property, autonomy, and control of yourself. So those things are all tied in. If you actually read the information on Klaus Schwab's info pages, he actually tells you that. So it's like this kind of nightmarish story, you know. You can read this to kids. Someday, you'll be a person in a little castle, it'll be a small one, and you'll eat compressed bugs as your meat, and you'll drink toxic water, and you'll own nothing, and you'll have no control of your electricity, your power, what you do with your life, but you'll watch a lot of television like Netflix, and you'll do what you're told, and you'll be happy. And, of course, you'll be connected directly to the Mind Link, so you can talk to your friends through Mind Link or see images or even have, you know, discussions with other people without even actually opening your mouth, because you'll be telepathically connected to the Mind Link through the SuperNet. Now, you got to understand, they planned this out for a long time. This goes back to images and channeling. They went back to the 1920s with the Nazis and the Tool Society. So what we really have here is a reincarnation of the I call it the Fourth Reich, not the Third Reich. Third Reich is during, you know, Nazi Germany. This is the Fourth. And Klaus Schwab and all the people that are working with him, they are the outcroppings of the high-level Masons that are underneath the Druidic Council of 12 and the Pindar, and ultimately under the control of Lucifer himself. Now, a lot of people have some form of godliness or godly-looking things. We had an interesting discussion on the weekend about a young girl that had a baptism. And when you do a procedure, if there's not an internal change in who you are, just assuming a different posture or some external behavior doesn't make you a better person. Basically, a better person means you have a stronger relationship with the Creator in terms of prayer and actions, and He washes away sin and makes you a better person. You can't make yourself a better person. So that is missed by a lot of people, no matter what religion you have. That's why I believe when the Lord returns, it won't be religion, there'll be relationship, and there'll be revelation, you know, relationship and revelation.
Yes.
So what we have today, we have three major topics. We have the fall of Afghanistan, but it's not just that. It's the fall of our status with other nations like our allies. And they've had to extend, I think, UK and France to try to get people out of Afghanistan. The little girls being trampled, people still trapped there, Americans and our allies, their translators and so on. And when they try to say that the Taliban are going to make deals, well, some of the Taliban will let them through, but other ones, if they know that they're American or their allies, they're going to execute them, right? And you got to understand, these are very cruel Muslims with crazy ideas, like if you do a minor thing, they chop your hands off, or with women, if your hair is long, they actually light it on fire with gasoline and burn you to death.
Yeah. One thing you need to understand about the Taliban, they are not Afghans. They are
Indians
and Pakistanis who were brought in from madrasas.
And by the way, you know who brought them in there? Robert Gates and the CIA. Now, what happened when they brought them in there, you got to understand, they were brought in there actually to fight the Russians because the guy that we so-called went after, Osama bin Laden, his actual CIA name, his name is Tim Osman. So everything is a lie.
I correct you there. They were not brought in to take care of the Russians. The Russians had already been gone before they were even considered to be brought in.
Right.
They were brought in later by the ISI of Pakistan and...
I understand that, but I'm saying there were... The first failure, let's put it this way. Externally, Tim Osman was an Al-Qaeda guy, but he's actually from Saudi Arabia. And he was wanting to do some reformations inside Saudi Arabia. And what happened is he didn't get his way, and he was trying to become a revolutionary. He was actually the engineer who built the largest U.S. outside the U.S. airport and a military base in the world at the cost of $55 billion, 100 miles outside of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, out in the desert. And people all know that. He was actually the chief engineer of the entire project. You know that, right?
Oh, yes.
Now, what's happening, basically, we don't hear the kind of the deep dive of the information behind the scenes here because there's a lot of strategic minerals there. It's also the main seat of the low water generation of illegal heroin. It comes from this area. It used to be actually more toward the Middle East, the Far East. But now the largest area of heroin generation in the world is right there in Afghanistan. Plus also these strategic minerals like lithium and some other strategic minerals for making microchips and missiles and things like that and batteries. So this territory is one where, if you look at the history of it, it's a history of the graveyard of previous empires, even going back to Genghis Khan. So it's a graveyard of nations that have actually, risen and fallen there in Afghanistan because it's a hell of a place. It's not really, it's got a great climate, and so when it's very dry, and when they redid the U.S. Army Corps engineers redid the area on southern Afghanistan to have great food, they had a big, improvement in lifespan of people and so on. And then all of a sudden, with the war, those irrigation things were destroyed, the war with Russia, right?
That's right.
So basically what we're dealing with is a country that's been crushed because it's between, say, Russia, China, Iran. It's basically, and they all want to play little games with it, right? So the royal family was there maybe like 45, 50 years ago. They're long gone, and they're replaced by these guys you mentioned that came in. They're Indians and whatever, Pakistanis. And the Pakistanis, we even gave the Pakistanis nuclear weapons. For example, the Waziristani plant in western Pakistan makes smaller numbers of size nukes, but they're the largest number of nukes per month in the world are made in the Waziristani plant in western Pakistan. And we gave them all the technology to do so, which is quite amazing to people. They think, well, until the second last year of George Bush's presidency, we allowed open access to our technology so they could keep building nuclear weapons in Pakistan. We did. So all these things are manufactured by the West, and that's why, if you actually look at the graveyard of nations, as we go in and so-called go into westernize a nation, we usually destroy it, like Iraq, Syria. As we go into, quote, save a nation, usually we result in destroying it and the people there, right?
Well, earlier when Helmand dams were built in the Helmand Valley of southern Afghanistan, America was doing a good thing.
It was actually back then, it was actually going to help the local people, but,
Yeah, and to feed 40% of Afghan's entire population.
Well, but remember, one of the things about 9/11 is they tried to say it somehow was terrorists that came out of Afghanistan that did 9/11. Well, I know. In fact, I just talked to Dr. Greg Ford, because Dr. Barbara Honegger, who is a CIA agent, who actually has been on my show earlier last year, she was supposed to give documents to me from the grand jury. Now, she got it screwed up. I wasn't supposed to send her documents. She was supposed to send them to me with specific requests or information, and I was to fill them out. So I contacted him just yesterday. I talked to him again. Say, get back to Barbara, because she lives in the same area in Northern California, and get through to her, and say, hey, I'm here to provide information because I was the ex-examiner of the Alpha P. Murrow building. We use the same type of nuclear pits and other technology to destroy the Alpha P. Murrow building that was used to destroy the Pentagon and the World Trade Center towers with micronuclear pits and RDX and high explosive cord and the super nanothermite, which is our minor factor. The big ones are the pits.
Yeah, but there's something else you'd understand. Going 6 months back before 9/11, and that's
right.
Dr. Condoleezza Rice arranged for U.S. troops. Then early in the George W. Bush administration to deploy troops to all of the northern nations of Afghanistan, the Central Asian nations that bordered with Afghanistan. And there were a series of airfields that were built there.
They were doing this in advance of 9/11. 9/11 was just it's a big play act, you know. The idea that somehow Muslims had anything to do with the destruction of those towers is BS.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with it.
Well, before they decided to invade Afghanistan, they made sure that they had large airfields that would...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit.
Yet. Now, the next issue that we're talking about, and by the way, we're getting along really well here now. Things have really improved dramatically back in the home base here. And, you know, Chris and Michelle are doing a fantastic job of handling orders and taking care of everything. And I'm thinking the message is getting through that you know, the government's starting to do some things that are really over the top.
Yeah. But before we get into that, one or two things that I felt should be mentioned right now about Afghanistan, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
We had also very large air base just north of Afghanistan. And they were very significant in terms of the U.S. being able to deploy military personnel in large numbers with amounts of equipment. But apparently diplomatic connections with those nations deteriorated during the Biden administration to the extent that those airfields were no longer functional, and
okay.
Means the
court. We're going to continue this on the next break, so we have Fareed now. Finally, track him down. Fareed, hey, how you doing? Sometimes you're a little bit late. This is just a minute or two.
I want to talk. I've been here the whole time. So.
Oh well, we didn't get you right away, so we'll get into the stuff here. What I want to talk about first is the importance of the combination of things to improve perfusion, especially under the stress of the coronavirus. Now, the coronavirus attacks your blood vessels, the vaccine attacks your blood vessels, and you need to take things like cardiovascular, our natokinase, our Supernox plus N2Beats, our Omega Supreme Pro, magnesium glycinate. These are all very important, and things that actually are going to, you know, you need magnesium glycinate, you need CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Now, cardiovascular has 7 synergistic herbs that are going to help your heart and circulation. A lot of people, they say, I'm taking my pills for blood pressure, and you'll often be taking some things like a beta blocker or this or that kind of drug, or even for lowering cholesterol. People do things like statin drugs. I mean, you don't. You can take red rice yeast, and it'll work better than statin because it's a phase 2 type medication that'll alter abnormal lipids, and you got to stop oxidative stress like cell detox glutathione. You got to kill off nanobacteria with things like Neutrodyne. But let's go through the cardiovascular because it's very important. There's 7 synergistic herbs in the cardiovascular, and 15 drops of the tincture equals 1 capsule. Now, I take 4 capsules twice a day. I'm a big guy, and this improves your cholesterol, your circulation, and your warm hands and feet. It also improves your perfusion to your brain, so you remember your recipe cards if you're older. You don't get cramps in your legs when you're walking or doing things, or restless leg syndrome. It's one of the things that help you have continuing restless leg. We had magnesium potassium citrate to stop it, which is called Spilkes. Calcium magnesium taurate for the Spilkes. And what that does, it helps to stop the muscle cramps. But let's go through the 7 synergistic things that are in it. The first one, of course, is an extract of hawthorn, which is called Vitexin. Tell us why this is so important. And similar in some ways to digoxin, it makes your heart contract in your blood vessels.
Right. So yeah, the Vitexin is important, but it's also not present in the berries to the same extent. And this is why, you know, I've always found it very confusing why some of our competitors are using the hawthorn berries, because the hawthorn berries are good for digestion. They're not as effective for cardiac purposes. So we use leaf and flower, which is, according to the studies, according to all of the publications, and hawthorn's been studied extensively over hundreds of years, they all say use leaf and flower, and that's what we do.
And you also check every batch. You check every batch of pills and then tincture to make sure the concentrations are in that proper tight range and not below it, it happens because most companies don't test the batches of their nutraceuticals or your batches of chromatography to make sure they're continuing.
Yeah, exactly. It's a high-pressure liquid chromatography test. We use a third-party accredited lab, accredited by standards organization. So, you know, we deliver what, you know, is on the label. We, you know, in a high enough concentration for it to actually work.
What's the next component?
So then we have the garlic.
And it's an aged garlic, which is like our Allicin or Allicin Med or Alamax. And that's important to kill off pathogens because most people think that your blood vessels are sterile. And I used to ask medical students and residents when I'd precept them in the University of Colorado. They come down to my office and I teach them medicine, you know, internal medicine or their specialty studies, taking rotations. I said, your blood's sterile. And they said, oh, yeah. I said, how about we draw some blood? I'll do it myself or get one of my nurses and we'll just sit down here. And we'll keep talking and teaching until the cork pops from the bacteria eating your blood and creating gas. And then get all fleshy. I said, you know, the fact is nobody's blood is sterile. It's a common battlefield. And if you beat the bugs down, viruses, bacteria, spirochetes, and fungi, and so on, you're okay. If you don't, all of a sudden you got fungi in your toenails, and you got arterial wall infection with nanobacteria that are causing plaque formation, and you're getting viruses activated in your brain, and you're getting paramyningitis, for example. Right?
Yeah.
So, and the next component is?
So then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne's important because you have to reduce nitric oxide. Now, our next major thing we added a few months ago was supernox plus NO2b. So you have to generate nitric oxide. Well, the cardiovascular will do that to some extent, but the next step is supernox. And your body's a three-gas system. It has oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitric oxide. And I discovered this when I worked as a resident in basically at high altitude. If you're in, say, Colorado and you're a mile high, if you have a preemie and in nursery, you have to give them nitric oxide to their body. Basically, they can go right to heart failure, and their arteries can go into spasm. So in order for you to deliver oxygen to your cells, you have to have nitric oxide for your body to unload the hemoglobin molecule to unload oxygen to your tissues. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Next component is?
So then we have the bilberry.
A dialyzable antioxidant, get rid of single radical oxygen so it doesn't turn to hydroperoxy, which is the most persistent one. It's the one that actually is generated by the virus or the vaccine's hydroperoxy that can cross-link the virally blends clotting factor, make your cells stack up, what's called ReLU, or cause microclots with a positive D-dimer blood clotting test. So people need to be aware of that. Very important to do that issue. Next component?
Yeah, so then we have the... Ginkgo
is going to lower blood viscosity. Most people don't realize when your blood gets more viscous, it's like it turns into what I call corn syrup down here in Canada. It turns into maple syrup. So you guys would be more akin to calling it maple syrup. And when your blood flows like that, it takes a lot more pressure to move it through your blood vessels, and there's a lot less delivery of nutrients and oxygen. So you got to make sure it flows more smoothly, and that's what this does. Next component.
So then we have the milk thistle.
And by the way, you add nitrokinase to that, and it works like a charm. So the first thing is the cardiovascular. Milk thistle is very important to stimulate detoxification. And the phase two pathways we stimulate with our life support. Glucuronidation, sulfation, methylation. But without detox, like Dr. Sherry Rogers, one of my environmental newsletters I get, detoxify or die. It's like a Viking call to battle. Detoxify or die. You know, go to Valhalla. You know what I mean? To be funny. So you got to detoxify. So if you're not detoxifying, you're getting in trouble. We're going to go to break for a minute with John W. We'll be right back. So stay right there. We'll continue our discussion right after the break. Fareed with more nutraceuticals dealing with our pain away cream and Superfolie TR. So stay right there. Don't go away.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutraMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or...
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is praising the FDA for issuing full approval of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. Speaking at the White House, Biden calling approval another key milestone in our fight against the virus. Biden also imploring companies to force their employees to get vaccinated.
Today I'm calling on more companies, I should say, in the private sector to step up with vaccine requirements that will reach millions more people. If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it.
A spokesman for the Taliban is issuing a warning when it comes to the U.S. withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. The spokesman saying extending the deadline beyond August 31st would create mistrust between the terrorist group and the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News. How will history look back on the Biden administration's handling of the Afghanistan crisis, along with the border crisis and rising inflation rates?
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan are out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's a right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Monday is New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's last day in office. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetylene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, an advanced video
Tom, offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicine to
right. So we're back with our special guest here, Fabrizio. And we'll continue this discussion because I want to get into these high points today because I think, you know, you have a lot of historical facts here. You're like the super genius of knowing all the history of Afghanistan and so on. But we have to look at the history of biology. Why is the medical profession doesn't want to solve these problems? You know, I do consults and I decided some months ago to go and drop my fees completely to make it free for me to train doctors to get patients. So I have over 400 health conditions I can help. And when we have components, you know, things like our tincture or the capsules of Cardiovasc, their Dexplan, of course, is the pain away cream. People don't realize you don't want non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Some of these drugs are very bad for you, and they will cause things like, you know, gastric ulcers or even cancer. What people don't realize, for example, some of the things like drugs like Zantac that contain a little compound with it, cause stomach and bowel cancer and liver cancer and pancreatic cancer. So the medical profession basically, how can I say this, they're very poor scientists, they're extremely poor ethicists, and they always will throw something like, I want a double-blind placebo-controlled trial. When doing a trial of something you know may well be toxic is unethical. What you do is a trial of one, to have a test to show that something is positive and then see if people show a positive change in that parameter, like they've got immunity after they do something like. Once we get our EDUCAP going, we'll test you at a lab, say within 2 weeks or 4 weeks, to see if you've got immunity. That's with Dr. Greg Voss's lab in Nevada, the one we're going to use with the First Nations, but it's totally separate from the First Nation. Well, there's similar labs elsewhere, but this lab does a very good job of the IG subclass 4. So, John, what we're dealing with right now is a convergence of events. We've got the fall of Afghanistan, the fall of our allies don't trust us anymore, Britain, UK, et cetera. The NATO organization countries tried to get together more people. When they knew this state was coming with Joe Biden months ago, they couldn't get together the allies even of the nations of NATO to actually come together to actually help rescue their own people even out of Afghanistan. So they're kind of cobbling something together at the last minute. And as a result, people are going to be beheaded. They're going to be crushed, their children. They're going to starve to death in homes because they can't get out to get food. And people here are kind of like, well, I'm glad I'm not in Afghanistan. Look, I like that old story that says, you know, eventually they came for me. I mean, it was the one to speak up, except finally they were going to come because I said, eventually they're going to come for you. So you have to understand what's going on in Afghanistan right now or Australia where they're crushing people and forced vaccinating kids and the kids are screaming. And then when they get the vaccines, the kids die. That's coming to you. Now, the difference is Americans have got a bit of a backbone, also we're armed to the teeth. And I don't want to see that. We have a really, if the citizens use it, a pro-se litigant system in America that's second to none. In fact, our course called Headwind in Court works in all 57 nations and have a legal system like us, even Russia and China and Communist China. But people don't do it. So when we had a guy last week that called in and said, well, why does God let little children die? I said, because you, who think you're righteous, don't do a damn thing. How many people out there are filing pro-se litigant actions? How many people are supporting people like this guy that's an affiliate of Alex Jones fighting in court? How many people are actually supporting Larry Elder, who I think is the best, candidate to be the new governor of California? I've watched his show. He's got a great smile, but he's a really solid guy, solid Christian guy, and he's black, and he's, when you hear him talk, this guy's like so straightforward and so simple. It would be a miracle compared to the nightmare but the problem is people don't do anything. Now, people say, well, we need some special broadcasting system. Yeah, we're working on that. We already have everything. We've got BitChute, Guardian, many other things. You go to my Deagle Network sites, and they're all free. You don't have to pay anything. The real issue is people have to take it more seriously. Now, at the moment, I think people are starting to get scared enough, hurt enough to realize they got to let their fear go and start taking action. You see with people don't even guns and so on down protesting in Melbourne and in other countries that don't have guns where they're just going crazy. And, all they have maybe is pick up a rock and throw it at the police or the priest or the pepper spray them, whatever. But I believe we're at that crossing over point, and governors like, Joe Biden and state governors that basically want to be tyrannical, their days are numbered, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Now, I want you to get into this here. We'll cover it much more in hour number two. And after the next break in the third and the fourth segment of this hour. But, I discovered something very interesting, and I will do more expansion on it later. The thing's called reverse speech. Now, when people pray, which is the most powerful thing we do, we actually send signals out from our brain to the realm of what we call the hyperspace, where all consciousnesses are kind of linked together. Because the real battle is a battle in the mind and the spirit, isn't it? That's the ultimate battlefield.
Yes, that's true.
And part of the reason is that there's some level, such level of confusion about how to be a good person or what you should do. Should you just follow orders and shut up, which most people are doing? And eventually they realize shutting up and following orders, it actually is going to get killed or all your property is going to be taken from you. For example, will the big government be there if the power goes out, you don't have grocery stores or they shut off your water? Well, no, you'll starve to death or dehydrate. So what people think, they make these assumptions, if I just stay quiet and don't, rock the boat, I'll be okay. And that's a suicidal thought. It's just not right. And so I want you to address that as we go on through this show today, John, and I think it's real simple. For example, and you have some conflicts. Like, I've had some conflicts, but I think they're resolved now. People are starting to realize, what's going on in the governments in these other countries around the world is a foreshadowing of what's going to happen to America. Now, this new budget they're trying to push through, $3.7 trillion, they have green zones in it where they're actually going to put us in civil detention camps. People like me that are in 69 and a half, or have, unvaccinated, they want to put us in civil detention with what we call high-risk people that are not vaccinated. We're not high-risk. The people that are vaccinated, like these big vaccine countries like Israel, the people vaccinated are the ones that are dying. Their immune systems are actually suppressed by the vaccines. So what I think is going to happen here is really simple. People are going to reach the wake-up point where they realize that they're going to let go of their fear and realize if they don't let go of their fear, they're going to die. In other words, their fear is overcome by the survival instinct. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that point is coming soon. It's coming soon because the government is trying to make it mushy. Like, for example, when I saw Joe Biden, he's got this kind of like squinty-eyed guy, just get the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine. I'm thinking, you could be some kind of a parrot. Push your belly button and you're freaking dead, you'll say that, you know? Maybe we can make a kind of a demonic, you know, a vaccine doll with Joe Biden trying to get the vaccine. And of course, they told him months ago, if you take the vaccine, you won't need face diapers, which isn't true. And you won't need social distancing, which isn't true. And you won't get sick or die, which isn't true. And now you need all of those, plus they want to give you booster shots, which aren't going to give you necessarily more immunity, especially the new strains that are arising, because when they vaccinate people, they actually mutate the virus and create new strains. So the Delta strain and the Lambda strain from Peru are just the first of strains caused by people being toxic, and our toxic bodies now exposed with the vaccine and the virus in them mutate the virus and create new strains that are now more infective. Now, this one, what I've heard, is more infective by maybe 30-40%, but it's actually less lethal, which means it's easier to spread, but it's not more lethal than the previous versions of the virus. And the people that have been vaccinated, their immune systems are suppressed, they're more likely to die now from having multiple shots of the vaccines. What do you think of that?
Yes, they will. Their immunity is going to be...
It's suppressed. It's at a lower level. It's not just the pathogens. It's the co-pathogens that are coming along with it. So what I'm saying is, we're in a situation now where the lies are getting so intense, and they literally lie while it's almost like they, if they cut you with a knife and they say, no, I didn't cut you, and you're bleeding all over your leg, and you're lying while their eyes popping at you while the actually while you're bleeding. It's that gross that they will lie while the facts are right in front of you. So we're going to come back to this after we come back with John W. We want to clarify that... We're ready here at NutriMedical. My team, Michelle, Chris, me, we're all ready to provide this for you. John W., we're giving you the truth. The truth will set you free, but you have to take it and apprehend it and do it. If you don't do it, you just think about it, it's not going to save your ass. How's that?
True. Signal, I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections.
Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At that point also, they stopped being prosecuting a war. They started prosecuting negotiations with Taliban. Same time, right?
Well, actually, they started with the Taliban even earlier than that. But
yeah, I know. But what it is, their policy was not to pursue them in terms of military conflict. It was more negotiations with them. In other words, that's why they allowed, for example, the Taliban would let the production things go through certain things carrying food and materials to even contractors for the Americans in Afghanistan. But the Taliban were shipping not only strategic lithium, but also illegal drugs along the Taliban route. That's how they got money to raise, buy more weapons. It was illegal heroin and also strategic minerals like lithium with special off-contract and illegal mining operations occurring in their territory.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So all of this...
And of course, Trump and his people, like Mike Pence, was totally aware of this. So in other words, we changed our negotiating strategy to kind of go from actually, you know, we basically were parked there, but we weren't actually managing the country, especially with our NGOs. So we were just parked in Afghanistan. We weren't trying to actually make it a safer, better place for the people. The Taliban were still there. It still was Al-Qaeda. In fact, the people were flipping back and forth between being Al-Qaeda or being Taliban. But even though the terrorism originally came in from the Pakistani ISI and from India, and these are terrorists, that basically trained the people how to be, you know, extreme Muslims, right?
Right. And
because years before, the women actually were going to university or teaching and so on, and women lost all their rights. When the rise of the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda, came in from the ISI and from India, they lost all the rights. So they went back to a much more kind of Middle Ages type version of Islam.
Yes. But what people are also unaware of is the fact that when the Taliban came in, basically many of the large oil companies tried to negotiate with them for a pipeline route that would pass through western Afghanistan from Turkmenistan into Pakistan to the Indian Ocean,
right,
by way of the Arabian Sea. But when that failed, then when Condoleezza Rice, who was formerly on the board of Chevron, came to be George W. Bush National Security Advisor, right away, within a matter of days, she started to arrange for the deployment of U.S. American troops. Now, this was more than 6 months before 9/11 when all this was occurring.
Oh, it was all planned. That's why when I hear them still, I was watching a show the other night on Newsmax about 9/11 and about the secret book of presidents, secret book, like, give me a break, okay? This is all BS. The 9/11 was an inside job done by our intel agencies, totally. And, of course, they had a contract with the Israeli Mossad nuclear division to put the pits inside the building under George Bush's brother, Marvin Bush.
That's,
he was actually the security officer for the buildings, and his last day of work was 9/11. and it was actually prophesied by his father, George Bush Sr., 10 years to the day 9/11 gets the Masonic numerical holy day, 9/11.
Right. Now, during this military buildup in northern, just north of Afghanistan, prior to our invasion, when the Taliban were in control the first time, militarily speaking, they could not just rely upon the airport at Kabul, which later took on the name of Hamid Karzai, the first prime minister. So they built several airfields outside of Afghanistan to aid in the military employment. Now, those were also planned for evacuation. But unfortunately, because of the very poor coordination during the Biden administration and the Secretary of Defense and all the armed forces personnel, that evacuation plan utilizing those other airports never was able to come into being.
They were so disorganized, and I think they actually, I'll tell you why, I think they actually wanted to create a disaster. They want to have a sacrifice because of the satanic thing, but also they wanted us to have such a negative viewpoint of it that they can turn, this is my viewpoint, okay, the Afghan Taliban left to themselves, or the Afghan people that are kind of primitive Muslims, don't either have the psychology or the tendency to want to actually dominate the world. They just figured that it's all going to be Islamified if we're Islamified. And it's the same as Muslims in other countries. You know, they have this crazy idea in their head that if they do a great job and clean up their country, they're going to. But, you know, even in Syria, for example, the bankers, for example, for the Syrian president in Syria were Christians because they couldn't trust the Muslims. The Muslims were so corrupt. They couldn't trust him to be their bankers. So, for example, even Saddam Hussein, his banker, was a Christian, right? You know that, right?
Yeah.
So what people don't understand is they even know that you're better off to deal with Christians and Jews than to deal with other Muslims because they're so corrupt. Now, the problem is that Islam is like a group. If you can't get them together, you're never going to actually have an empire. I think there's 26 Muslim nations all around the world. There's a lot of people. But there's all different versions of Islam. They're all in each other's throats. Sunni, Shiite, whatever, God knows what. And depending on whether you believe the lineal truth of whether they should be a descendant of Muhammad or just passed on through the, you know, the leadership there, you know, like the leadership like in Iran.
Yeah.
And of course, I think there's five, you know, empires in the southern areas of Russia where 42% of the Russian army are Muslims from Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, etc. And 42% of their army are Muslims from these countries. They're not even Russians. People don't know that, do they?
Well, they should, but
people don't really know anything, okay, honestly. That's why we have shows like this, because you're not going to hear this from Alex Jones and other people. They're going to talk about other things and get all anxious. First off, if we just had basic truth, first off, we're heading towards some disasters that are going to strike the whole world. We mentioned this the other day, last week, the Great Katyn. And periodically, there's a solar burst, solar coronal mass ejections, and a big one every 12,000 years. We know we're due for what's called a solar pole shift, which means when it happens, it's going to move the pole basically a distance far enough that it'll disrupt the geography of the world. And the coastal areas is particularly will be in great disaster, and a lot of people, because of it, will either have no food or they'll starve to death or it'll be violent. And people aren't prepared for that. They're not prepared for basically anything. And, of course, we can control a lot of the weather and so on, but we've weaponized the weather to cause migration to populations. For example, I took care of the pilots flying out of Aurora Air Force Base, putting up the drones with thorium, strontium, barium, aluminum to modify the weather. So what we're dealing with right now is a level of corruption where people don't realize the layer upon layer, like a layer cake made by Satan to control the world, and people don't know all the layers of it. They don't realize ultimately it's going to fail, and it's going to fail for multiple reasons, but God is God and they're not, and neither is Satan. That's why he wants to set up this kind of ape God by having this digital world where you're connected through Mind Link, and eventually you're connected, so you're basically a soulless cyborg connected to the system rather than related to each other and empathic with nature and with each other and with the Creator God through your VMAT2 region. So where we're going on this is very nasty. And, you know, I think it's all converging in the near future. We got the fall of Afghanistan. We've got the audits coming forward on the election. We've got Joe Biden's extreme attitude toward the vaccines, and we see it parallel with Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not much different. He's saying, well, I don't want to force the vaccines, but you have a choice, but you should get the vaccines. I'm thinking, for God's sake, Trump, shut the hell up. And, you know, and then Alex is even joking at him. He said, I used to think better of Trump, but he's good at, say, the border and other things. But my God, man, you know, that's why they looked at they did this little survey, and they came up with a name that he's no longer Trump. They're going to call him Dump, where he's just a mixture of Biden and Trump. You know, they call him Dump. So, John, your comment, you know, this is pretty crazy times, isn't it? But people are going to wake up. They wake up, they're going to get food supplies, you know, non-lethal weapons. They're going to get to go to our food supply company, Nutramedical, and get themselves some emergency food. They're going to get, you know, heritage seeds and put up a garden or have a little greenhouse. They're going to start realizing, get together with your neighbors and start getting ready for collapse of regular currencies and be able to do barter and exchange, because I don't think it'll last long, but I think it'd be very painful what's going to happen. Probably a matter of a couple months is what my guess is.
Yep.
When things happen.
Now, I'm still hoping that the edge cap will come out prior to that.
Well, you're going to be one of the guys talking to our biotech companies when we make it this week. It looks like we may be finalizing before, you know, Labor Day the upgrades and the information for the patent to teach people. That's what it is. It's a teaching document. We have a U.S. patent. It's a teaching thing to teach big tech. And this technology, literally given to me by God, not invented in my head, will solve all these problems with the coronavirus and any future versions of it, and help along with my rescue kit, my immune support, which used to be vaccine pre and post and first line defense, will rescue those people who were stunned enough to take the shots. But, you know, you got to take it early, and you can't keep on taking booster shots, so you're going to fry your brain and fry your soul, which is part of your brain, and make you a cyborg. The zombie apocalypse is upon us, people. Don't contribute to it. How's that? Back in a minute. Hour two coming up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anything else? Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutriMedical's life support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.